This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What could happen in a case like this is if you have someone, and we were talking about this morning, someone named Clay Travis is sort of telling people to get onto that jury. You get one person that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings, that person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie. You lie. You say, hate Trump. But I can be impartial, and I this, then that, and then all of a sudden, that's the person.
Sonny Hostin is an attorney, and she is on The View and paid millions of dollars to be a communist front. And that's yesterday. Well, just lie and say you hate Trump. That's how you get on the jury. That's what the lawyer, Sonny Hostin, thinks. She went to law school. Lie to get on the jury so you can lynch your political enemies because the savages of the Democrat Party are loose in America, and they're not liberals. They're the left. Amazing. Just get on the jury. We've got to lynch him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, we were just getting to a story breaking this morning. A juror was dismissed. 7 jurors had been selected, and they're back in court today. Just as they arrived in court, well, first of all, the Democrats are trying to have President Trump held in contempt again. Time magazine is very excited. Juror dismissed. Prosecutors ask for Trump to face contempt because he's tweeting and he doesn't have free speech. The left doesn't believe in free speech rights in the United States. First Amendment rights are not their thing. Your religious rights are to be torn down. Your free speech rights are to be torn down. The free press is to be co-opted. And your Second Amendment rights are to be taken away. Your Fourth Amendment rights are to be taken away. The Democrat Party is not democratic, but amazing stuff. Jury selection process took a step back when one of the 7 jurors who had been picked, an oncology nurse who lives on the Upper East Side, master's degree, she was dismissed after telling the judge that she'd become concerned about her ability to be impartial. And in the first ever case against a former president, Time magazine writes, although the jurors' names are being kept confidential, the woman said her family members and friends questioned her about being a juror because they said it's a woman who lives on the Upper East Side, has a master's degree, is an oncology nurse, not just a nurse, but oncology. So if your family member fit that description, you might call your family member and say, hey, is that you I'm reading about in all the media that all the media is talking about? And half the media is now like, oh, yeah, they talked about her on Fox News and on CNN and on MSDNC and on CBS and on ABC. They talked about her everywhere. But they want to try to hang it on Fox News because they're profoundly corrupt people. So the dismissal of this juror, the oncology nurse from the Upper East Side, leaves 6 jurors remaining on the panel. And, you know, you need 12 more people to be sworn in because you need 6 alternates and 12 jurors, right? And after dismissing the juror, Judge Juan Merchan, a Biden donor whose daughter is a Democrat Party rabid activist, a leftist, ordered journalists in the courtroom, more orders to journalists, no First Amendment rights, ordered the journalists in the courtroom not to report on the prospective jurors' answers to questions about their current and former employers, because then family members might say, hey, that could be my aunt, and give them a call. And then their aunt might say, I don't think I can be objective anymore, and go in and tell the judge, I don't think I can be objective. I need to drop off. So that juror was dismissed today. But that's not all, because my friend Tom in Cocoa Beach, Florida, sent me another story, and here it is, another juror under scrutiny after one excused. following the loss of juror number two. Attorneys are now discussing an issue with yet another juror, juror number four, after Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass said the DA's team did research that possibly called into question the veracity of answers he gave on the jury questionnaire. Steinglass said a person with the same name as juror number four, the Puerto Rican man, who said he found President Trump fascinating and mysterious, could be kind of a sexual thing, couldn't it, had been arrested in the 1990s in Westchester for tearing down political advertisements. And we learned separately that those political advertisements were conservative political advertisements that the Puerto Rican tore down with his claws, with his hands. And he got on the jury saying that he thinks Donald Trump is fascinating and sexually alluring. Right, I just added that last part, but that's the thing. This is a Democrat hotbed, and they're going to lie to get on the jury, and they're going to lie to get off the jury. And Democrats tend to lie. I think there is a scientific study that says that Democrats are more likely to lie than Republicans. I just made that up, but it might as well be. Might as well be the case. Now let's get back to CNN, because CNN learned about this. Let's go to number 39. Soundbite number 39. Amazing stuff going on here. Here again, the alleged reporter is named Bryn Gingras.
This oncology nurse, this woman came into the courtroom today and told the judge that she wanted to be dismissed because she was feeling that she wasn't going to be fair and impartial.
I feel that I'm not going to be fair and impartial. You don't think, you feel. That proves that she's a left-wing radical extremist and oncology nurse and all this stuff. And CNN's Bryn Gingras.
She basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone, questioning my identity as a juror. That coming from our colleagues inside the courtroom watching this happen in real time. And essentially because of that, the judge sort of reminded everyone that this needs to be an anonymous jury, that members of the media and elsewhere really cannot get into very detailed things about descriptions of these people because of this reason.
Scratch juror number two. Again, over the course of several days, seven jurors selected. And now it looks like we're officially down to six jurors. So they need 12 more, because you need 12 jurors and six alternates. And now we're looking at juror number four, who we also learned about, a male from Puerto Rico. And now it turns out he's a violent, rabble-rousing leftist who tears down, like, Republican campaign posters or whatever there was. And, so this is falling apart, coming apart at the seams. CNN just reporting a short time ago on their cable television channel that no one watches, Bryn Gingras.
We probably lost a very good juror right there. So, again, this is the hurdle. One of the hurdles that could happen and did happen when it comes to trying to seat a fair and impartial jury for a trial that involves a former president like Donald Trump.
A former president like Donald Trump, but not necessarily Donald Trump. CNN says we probably lost a good juror there, you know, Upper East Side master's degree nurse. And it's true. They gave away all this information. And if you knew an oncology nurse, a woman on the Upper East Side, there aren't a million of them. And if you knew somebody that fit that description, you might contact them. And she says that everybody she's ever met contacted her. Her colleagues, her friends, her family members, everybody. And the reporter said pushing things to her cell phone, whatever that means, texting or forwarding probably articles that say, hey, oncology nurse lives on the Upper East Side. Is that you? And then she had a panic attack and said, I can't be impartial. MSDNC interviewed just a short time ago another woman who is a dismissed juror who I believe was in the jury pool was asked a lot of questions, was not one of the seven selected, went on to, and naturally went to MSDNC, the most far left-wing fake news network that you can find out there. And this is what it sounded like on MSDNC.
She was just dismissed as a potential juror. What happened? Why were you dismissed?
Because I couldn't be impartial.
You couldn't be impartial. So when the judge asked that hand, can you be impartial? You raised your hand and you said you cannot.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And she has what appears to be an Eastern European accent, a Russian accent, a Ukrainian accent, maybe a Belarus. It could be from Belarus. I'm just throwing that in there because it's fun to say Belarus. But on MSDNC, this is a woman who went in there, and it's kind of funny. What did she say? She just became a citizen, and she's in there for jury duty, a fairly thick Eastern European accent. And she came out having been not selected for the jury and immediately went to the MSDNC cameras. We're like, hey, you know, did you bring a rope? Did you have a poison pill? Do you have any arsenic or anything?
Were you following the case before this?
I didn't really. I'm too busy.
You're too busy. Yeah. But you knew he was on trial, or you knew he was going
to
trial.
I knew. Yeah, it's just the headlines. But yeah, too busy to read the details.
Have you ever served as a juror before?
No, that's my first time because I just became a citizen in August.
Just became a citizen in August. Can you imagine you just became a citizen in August? You get called for jury duty, and it's Donald Trump's jury. You know, lucky for you, you weren't selected. Good for you. No, I'm too busy. She is working very hard building business in America, American dream, becoming success. Probably owns her own business. Probably a great American. And the prosecution saw her and thought, well, she might be pro-American, having just moved here, just become a citizen from Eastern Europe. She might be on the side of truth, justice, and the American way, and the prosecution can't have that, MSDNC.
What was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
Good question. Listen to this.
You know, he looked less orange, definitely, like more yellowish, like yellow. Nothing else than that. He looks, he doesn't look angry, or I think he looks bored, like he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
He wants us to finish and go do his stuff. He doesn't look angry. He looks bored. He looks Comrade Trump. He looks bored, not angry. And the less orange. He's not so orange. More yellow than orange. Maybe jaundice. Maybe had the jaundice affliction because it's less orange. As you know, she reads in the headlines and stuff that he's the orange man bad and all that. Looked less orange, more yellow. I think that's racist. If she weren't a white Eastern European, that'd probably be racist. But since she is a white Eastern European, it's not so racist. Not so angry. It's not very angry, Comrade Trump. Maybe bored. He wants to get back to the business because this is a waste of time. That is true, Comrade Juror. Just extraordinary. Our Democrat Party. Let's grab a phone call. Let's see. Let's go to Jeff calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Jeff, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jeff.
They're not going to change the venue, but I'll tell you a pool of jurors that would be great in New York State. You get upstate, there's a lot of Amish folks upstate. They don't have telephones. They don't have internet. They don't have television. So what they know about this trial would be minimal at best, and what they would know would be strictly from the newspapers.
Well, that's true.
They'd be an honest jury. I mean, now I don't think as Amish that they would serve on a jury.
Well, they'd have to get there by horse and buggy every day in Manhattan. That could be difficult. Well, listen, Jeff, that's a fun idea, and you're right. The Amish would be fair. And if you want a barn raised, they could help you raising a barn, too. Wonderful people, the Amish people. And some do drive motor vehicles, by the way. But never mind that. It's a fun idea, Jeff, except for the fact that they're drawing from Manhattan. I don't think there are a lot of Amish in Manhattan. It's a Manhattan jury, which is The second, there are two jurisdictions in America that have the highest concentration of registered Democrat voters, and this jurisdiction is number two. It's an amazing thing. They're not looking for a fair trial, Jeff, and I think you appreciate that. But the Amish, they're upstate. They can't come from upstate. It's not a statewide jury pool. It's the pool's coming from New York City, from Manhattan, and that's it. Very few Amish, very few horses and buggies. Although there is a restaurant in my neighborhood that has their vegetables delivered twice a week by the Amish, and they have a kid that drives the truck. And the guys with the blue shirts and the straw hats and the beards, and they bring in the vegetables. Great vegetables. Wonderful people. Can't serve on the jury. Sorry about that, Jeff. Fun idea, though. Hey, looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort, support, and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersaShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return. I wear mine pushing back on my arches. Feels great. Hiked 5 miles the other day. My arches felt better at the end of the 5 miles than they did at the beginning. If you suffer from foot pain or knee pain or back pain, G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief that you deserve. G-Defy shoes offer two different free, supportive orthotics. Come with your shoes, help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Honestly, whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the move, G-Defy shoes offer versatility and comfort that your feet crave. Experience the ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. Now, that's spelled G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the code Chris30 for $30 off any order of $150 or more. Yeah, so it's anarchy. It's the Democrats. It's a lynch mob. And now one juror tossed of the seven. Looks like a second juror is about to be tossed. They're Democrats. And the lynch mob is, well, they're trying. God knows they try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bam, 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 bam. The Democrats are also trying to lynch Clarence Thomas, an ongoing effort. It's been going on for 30 years since the racist Joe Biden had the racist confirmation hearing for Clarence Thomas all those years ago. There was a funny moment that I want to get to, so much to get to, because Jeffrey Toubout, you know Jeffrey Toubout at... is he still at CNN, or did they let him go after that, masturbating on the Zoom call with all his colleagues thing? Because that was kind of weird, I think. Kind of weird, but there was a funny moment. Jeffrey Toubon, he's still at CNN, called for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to recuse himself and called him a disgrace, called Clarence Thomas a disgrace, which led to some reaction and some pretty good reaction. Since Jeffrey Toubon calling someone a disgrace is a little bit funny at this point, that's coming up.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Now, the Democrat Party is racist, of course, and they despise Clarence Thomas. He's African-American legal scholar, our greatest Supreme Court justice, and one of the great Supreme Court justices in the history of the country. Just look at his record. Majority opinions written and so on. Now, the left, these lefties and the Jeffrey Tubouts of the world are trying to insist that Justice Clarence Thomas should recuse himself from a case having to do with January 6th. January 6th, the one riot in history that the Democrats didn't perpetrate. But my friend, Mark Paoletta, who is also an attorney, has been in the past for Clarence Thomas, wrote a piece in The Federalist. Clarence Thomas has no reason to recuse from any January 6th cases, and it's not even close. Attorney, filmmaker, author, Mark Paoletta, legal scholar, great guy. The left's intolerance toward an independent Supreme Court and its gaslighting tactics are on full display in the latest calls for Justice Clarence Thomas to recuse from the presidential immunity case that the court will hear next week. MoveOn.org, radical left-wing extremist. MoveOn.org is even raising money off of this absurd claim to pressure Justice Thomas to recuse. These thuggish tactics won't work. President Trump is presenting the argument that he is immune from prosecution for any official acts he took as president, including those related to the 2020 election integrity challenges and the events of January 6, 2021. The left demands that Justice Thomas recuse himself from this case and all January 6 related cases because he has an alleged conflict of interest arising from his wife's activities regarding the post-2020 election integrity challenges and the events of January 6th. But Ginny Thomas's activities raise no conflicts of interest requiring Justice Thomas's recusal from these cases, and it's not even a close call. Now, I should say up front that Justice Thomas and his bride, Ginny Thomas, are friends of mine and my best girl. And with that said, you know, the Democrats hang out and sleep with all the people that they cover, and they never say that that they go on vacation to Martha's Vineyard and St. Bart's with them. Ginny Thomas is a longtime political activist. Like millions of Americans, she raised questions about fraud and irregularities in the 2020 election. The attacks on her, including a recent piece by Professor Gary Simpson, a longtime Justice Thomas hater, are dishonest and misleading. For example, Simpson claims that she, Ginny Thomas, tirelessly lobbied Republican state legislators to displace lawful electors. That is a lie. Ginny Thomas sent two pre-written form emails to a group of state legislators who were selected by others. She did not write the emails, did not edit them, did not pick the legislators. She merely pushed the send button. That's not even worked a little, and certainly not tirelessly lobbied. The rest of Simpson's screed is of the same level of dishonesty. So that is something the left is pushing. They want to corrupt everything. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to corrupt the way we choose justices. They're the left. They're not liberals. Now let's get to CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, also known as Jeffrey Tubout, since he had that little episode during a company Zoom call where he decided to strip himself bare, become engorged, and pleasure himself visible to everyone on the Zoom call in the little boxes, you know. And this is kind of interesting. Radar Online. Megyn Kelly, remember her, the formerly of Fox News, slams disgraced former CNN anchor Jeffrey Toobin over Clarence Thomas remarks. Now, political pundit and SiriusXM host Megyn Kelly slammed disgraced former CNN anchor Jeffrey Toobin after he called Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas a disgrace. Now, Megyn Kelly didn't hold back when she responded to Jeffrey Toobin's ex-post about Clarence Thomas and the January 6th insurrection. You know, should you use the word insurrection when you're talking about Jeffrey Toobin and his... Because it sounds like a little tongue-in-cheek, if you will, mockery. On Tuesday, a post from Jeffrey Toobin caught Megyn Kelly's attention, and she was quick to call out the lawyer and author, Jeffrey Toobout, about his tarnished reputation. Now, Jeffrey Toobin took to X, and he posted, In oral argument today, Justice Thomas is minimizing the severity of the 1-6 insurrection at the Capitol. Not true, of course, but he's a political hack, Jeffrey Toobin. Perhaps that's because his wife was part of the conspiracy. He's got conspiracy and insurrection in the... You do recall the hundreds of riots and the burning churches and burning police cars and attacking banks and courthouses and forcing the evacuation of the president and the first family from the White House. You think that he recalls any of this? I'll bet a dollar that his tiny, corrupt little brain does not. Jeffrey Toobout continued, "What a disgrace that he's sitting on this case at SCOTUS," said the #SCOTUS, Jeffrey Toobin said on the post. And that's funny. And then actually I first saw this yesterday when my best girl read the Megyn Kelly response, because Megyn Kelly posted a response to Jeffrey Toobout on X. And I've got to clean it up a little, because you can be a little saucier on X than you can be on the radio. But Megyn Kelly wrote in response to Jeffrey Toobout, "Hi, Toobin, dash, FYI. You waived your right to use the term, quote, disgraced, end quote, about other lawyers when you took your beep out of your pants and beeped off in front of your colleagues," Megyn Kelly replied. And it's you took your short for Richard out of your pants and you, Jamaican chicken off in front of your colleagues. See, that's the so that's what Megyn Kelly, and that's a pretty concise response, I think, to Jeffrey Toobout, who is a disgraced former lawyer and former journalist. He's a Democrat Party beep off who is most famous now for pulling out his beep and beeping off in front of all of his coworkers on a Zoom call on the internet. That's what we have to say about that.
I'm trying to be a better person. I mean, in therapy, trying to do some public service, working in a food bank. I am trying to become the kind of person that people can trust again.
But still, you're just a jerk. That's the thing. That's the thing about you. Isn't that amazing? That's Jeffrey Toobout. Oh, boy. All right, now let's get to the Democrats campaigning for Hamas and for Al-Qaeda and for who else? Iran. Now they're backing Iran. And they hate the Jews. You know, we didn't whip out that Tom Lehrer song, because that's something that should be back on the table these days. There was a humorist way back when, in the 1960s, maybe even the 1950s, named Tom Lehrer. And he used to write funny little ditties and play a little bit of piano and sing his funny songs. And he could see the future of the Democratic Party. So yeah, it's National Brotherhood Week, and the Democrats for National Brotherhood Week, they hate everybody. And everybody hates the Jews. At least all the Democrats hate the Jews. Let's go to soundbite number 6, right? And because it's just crazy. In Pennsylvania, when Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania. I like this one because it's just kind of funny. protesting anti-Joe Biden protests in Pennsylvania yesterday. They were chanting against Bidenomics. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Bidenomics has got to go. That's kind of a peculiar. And what's this hey, hey, ho, ho thing? Are Democrats born with that in their brains or something? That's just kind of crazy. And then, because they support Hamas and not the Jews, you know, that the Muslims hate the Hindus and everybody hates the Jews, National Brotherhood Week, they're calling Joe Biden Genocide Joe because they say that the Israelis are committing genocide against the poor, innocent terrorists. By the way, a lovely young woman on Israeli TV this morning who was a hostage came on and explained that all of the women hostages are being raped on a daily basis and by the gangs of terrorists, of smelly people that don't bathe and don't shave and don't groom, raping all the women that they're still holding hostage. How many American hostages are still being held by the terrorists, by the savages? And when's the last time Joe Biden or any damn Democrat or anybody in the media even mentioned that American hostages are being held and raped by savages from a medieval hell? But in any case, in Pennsylvania yesterday, protesters calling Joe Biden Genocide Joe because they're defending the terrorists, rapists, kidnapping, hostage-taking, genital mutilating lunatics, because the Democrats engage in genital mutilation in America now, too. This was yesterday in Pennsylvania. They are mentally ill, aren't they? And I mean no offense to people who are mentally ill. These people, because most mentally ill people are not as mentally ill as the average Democrat voter today. That was a woman who's a Biden voter and screaming Genocide Joe has got to go. It's like Bazooka Joe, but a Genocide Joe has got to go. Just amazing. Just demented. And Joe Biden asked a reporter if he wanted to wrestle yesterday. He's quite demented. Now, yesterday, the president of Columbia University was on Capitol Hill, a hotbed of anti-Semitism, like Princeton and Harvard and MIT, and a couple of university presidents lost their jobs, but they're still making $900,000 a year for doing nothing, for not teaching a class. If you send your kids to Harvard, boy, I'm telling you, or if you went to Harvard, I feel sorry for you. Ilhan Omar is a jihadi, a member of the squad, and a Democrat member of the House of Representatives. Two-state solution for the Democrats means winning Michigan and Minnesota and winning the jihad vote, the pro-jihad, genocidal, anti-Semite vote. Ilhan Omar is one of those votes. And she asked the president of Columbia University, Manoush Shafiq, who's an Egyptian woman, and that's why she has the job. It's DEI, right? She checks at least two boxes and maybe more. Ilhan Omar asked her to lie, and she did.
Have you seen a protest saying we are against Jewish people?
No, I have seen.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
That's not a clarification. No. Oh, thank you for that. That jumps right in to pretend. No. So Manoush Shafiq says she hasn't seen everybody on her own campus screaming the anti-Semitic genocidal screeds and all of that. No, hasn't seen any of that. Hasn't seen any anti-Jewish protest. And Ilhan Omar, as a filthy, corrupt jihadi, immediately cuts her off with one syllable while she's stammering. And then Elise Stefanik, a Republican congresswoman who knows the difference between the truth and the lie, pressed the Egyptian president of Columbia University on the lie she had told to Ilhan Omar.
The chants have been F the Jews, death to Jews, yep. F Israel, no safe place, death to the Zionist state, Jews out. You don't think those are anti-Jewish?
Completely anti-Jewish, completely unacceptable.
So you changed your testimony
horrible.
On that issue?
So you just committed perjury talking to the jihadi anti-Semite genocidal Democrat Ilhan Omar, Elise Stefanik.
So there have been anti-Jewish protests.
I didn't get to finish my sentence. So what I was going to say was there were protests that were called
That's not what you were asked. You were asked, were there any anti-Jewish protests? And you said no. You changed your testimony?
Congresswoman, anti-Jewish things were said at protests, yes.
But they weren't anti-Jewish protests.
The ultimate solution to fighting this horrible form of bigotry is education. And that is a huge focus for us at Columbia.
Yeah,
we're changing
education.
The way we do orientation for our incoming students to make sure that they're educated about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, right. Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman Stefanik.
Despite claims otherwise, Columbia's leadership refuses to enforce their own policies and condemn Jewish hatred on campus, creating a breeding ground for anti-Semitism and a hotbed of support for terrorism from radicalized faculty and students.
Yeah, and the violent mob was on the loose, burning flares and flags and chanting death to the Jews at Columbia University, Barack Obama's alma mater, last night. And our news media doesn't cover it. The most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. And there's a lot that they have to ignore these days. There's no doubt about that. I'll give you a little taste, a little flavor of what it sounded like at Columbia University last night in New York City, coming up. The Nazis at Columbia University in New York, where their Egyptian president yesterday was having trouble with the truth about anti-Semitism, that is racism on their campus. They had flares, they were lighting up the night sky, there were mobs screaming and the Palestinian flags, and it didn't end there, though. Here they are chanting for the death of Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. Netanyahu in a bunker, we all want him 6 feet under, is the chant. Then they're chanting, there is only one solution, Intifada Revolution.
There is only one solution!
There is only one solution!
Intifada Revolution!
Intifada Revolution!
I think they've lost the right to call people Nazis forevermore. And then somebody brought a cowbell, and they're all chanting, we are Hamas. We are all Hamas now.
We are Hamas.
You're Hamas. Wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, eh?
They're all Hamas. They're all Hamas now. This is the Democrat Party. They've done this to generations of Americans. They've turned them into little goose-stepping, genocidal racists, and in the name of liberalism, which is the amazing thing about it, at Loyola University Law School, they have a person who is their head of anti-racism, and the school's anti-racism fellow was at an event where she was at the table. Her name is Grace Obi Azuki. She's from Africa, and she's head of anti-racism. And at this public event, she yelled this anti-Semitic stuff. Oh, see, Loyola University Law School, she's a student there, and she's the fellow in charge of anti-racism. And she yelled when someone spoke up, all you ugly-ass little Jewish people, get the beep out of here, the F word. She's the head of anti-racism, hired for DEI reasons. And this is today's Democrat Party. They ought to be wearing armbands. Am I right? Armbands.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.